Now it's time to talk some A-League. And just on that, there's we're having some talk about A-League, and there's a really good SMS that's coming about that. Hi, Phil. I've felt for some years that the A-League is not progressing at all in any direction. I read with extreme interest an article that appeared about the A-League by Mike Tuckerman, who said the A-League has 6 months to save itself from oblivion. That comes in from... Oh, no name. Expert yesterday. But anyway.
No, that's coming from Paul from Wente.
Oh.
He sent a subsequent text in to say that it was him that sent it in.
Paul from Wente.
Yeah,
thoughts?
So, yeah, so thank you for that, Paul. And look, I'd be lying if I said there was no truth to what you've sent in. I think the A-League has faced its challenges around stagnation. And if you look at before the last board went out, I think there was probably too much emphasis that went into the Socceroos World Cup qualification.
Right.
And the eye was taken off the A-League ball a little bit. And then with the new board, obviously all the talk and the governance around the game, all the talk now is about the A-League being independently run. And I think that's absolutely crucial.
Right.
To reinvigorating the A-League, because there are parts of it that definitely have stagnated, and it definitely needs a fresh injection of ideas and promotion and marketing and, star quality that comes out.
Expansion
is definitely part of it.
Yeah.
I was a big advocate for putting two teams in next season, expanding by two.
Right.
They've gone with one in Western Melbourne, and then the season after that, the MacArthur Western Sydney bid. But I just don't understand why we wouldn't have just expanded by two. So now we're going to get a bye in the next season. And
no more games for TV.
That's
so
right.
No more product.
Yep, no more product. And it goes back to what we were just talking about then about, do we have the quality when we're talking about the women's AFL? Do we have the quality to sustain more teams in the A-League? Well, in football, we have to. And there's so many things to talk about around it, Jimmy. So we haven't got time this morning, but one of the big issues, I think, is the development of players in the top third, because you're allowed five foreigners per club.
Yes.
So we've got 10 clubs at the moment. So you do the math on that. And most of the foreigners that we sign are in the top third.
When you say top third, the attacking part of the field.
So you're talking wingers, you're talking strikers, you're talking number 10s, creative midfielders.
Yes.
So the chance to develop our own in those positions, hence why the Socceroos have struggled to find the next Timmy Cahill or the next Mark Viduka, next Harry Kewell, it's a big, big problem. Big problem.
Bigger problems for Western Sydney Wanderers, beaten 5-1 by the Newcastle Jets on Friday. Where do they go to now? Marcus Babbel is got to be a man under pressure.
Yeah, look, you would think so. I mean, Paul Lederer, their owner, who is a wonderful football man, knows his football inside out, came out and supported Marcus Babbel a couple of weeks ago. Now, those of us in sport who know better could take that the other way. But look, Paul Lederer is a man of his word. So if he's come out and said that, I would suggest that him and John Tsatsimas are comfortable with Marcus Babbel going forward. John Tsatsimas is the CEO of the Wanderers, both good football people. Marcus Babbel has continually questioned the quality of his squad this season, and bigger issues around the A-League with no promotion and relegation, and players in Australia don't know what pressure is because you're not, you don't live and die by your results.
Yes.
6 out of 10 teams make the finals, 4 don't.
Yes.
Rewarding mediocrity, all those sort of things. But the bottom line is he's bought some players in this season, and the latest was Mitchell Duke, who scored in the 19th second of his debut for the Wanderers the other night, which is a good sign.
Yeah.
So you can see what sort of players he wants to bring in. But this season has been another write-off for the Western Sydney Wanderers. That's at the root of the problem. Since they left Pirtek Stadium in Parramatta, it's been a disastrous experience on the road for them. Spotless, homeless.
Yes.
So the quicker they get back to Parramatta, I think the quicker they'll have a chance of fixing their woes.
All right. Victory 3-2 over the Mariners. Adelaide United 4-3 over the Roar. Plenty of goals in that one. 3-0 Perth Glory. Any real surprise there? And then I want to get your thoughts on the big game today at Jubilee Oval, Sydney FC up against Melbourne City.
Well, quite a remarkable night of A-League last night. Central Coast Mariners were 2-0 up against Melbourne Victory at home. Two wonderful free kicks from Andrew Hull and then Melbourne Victory sprung to life in the second half and came home strong. A big error from Ben Kennedy for one of the goals, which didn't help. But look, you know, Melbourne Victory, it was an interesting lineup. Terry Antonis playing right fullback, and he's been one of their absolute keys in midfield this season. So obviously some things going on behind the scenes with regards to those selections yesterday. Ola Toivonen was on the bench, apparently nursing some soreness. So Kevin Muscat probably rotating his squad after a busy Christmas New Year period. But they got the points in the end, avoided the banana skin. The season of woe continues for Central Coast Mariners. Adelaide, this game was absolutely remarkable. Three red cards.
Right.
It was just one of those games that that you had to see to believe. And in the end, Adelaide came away with a 97th minute winner from Mile Yuznik. A fantastic ball in from the left, great header to wrap up the points. But Brisbane were 3-0 up. 3-0 up at half time, away from home in Adelaide. And lose the game 4-3. Quite remarkable. So, yeah, look, and that is one of the beauties of the A-League, is that you just never know what you're going to get. And that was a clear example there. Perth Glory 3-0, pretty comfortable winners over Wellington. I think the distance derby got to the legs of the Wellington players, notwithstanding the fact Mark Rudin has done a wonderful job this season with Wellington to have them in the top six. Today's game.
$1.95 FC, $3.55 the draw. Melbourne City, $3.85.
Sydney FC to win at home. They will unveil two new signings, Reza Gucaniched. You can call him Gucci.
Okay.
If you like,
Jimmy. Go on, do your bit.
No. I've already come up with a dad joke. He carries a bit of baggage with him. But right. Let's not go there again.
Well, you did.
I'll get laughed out of the studio.
Yeah.
But the other signing from Steve Corica, and I think this is a very important one, Mitch Austin from Newcastle Jets.
Okay.
We have not seen the best of Mitch Austin yet. He's a powerful, quick, very, very quick winger who's capable of creating and scoring goals from wide areas. And I think Steve Corica's management style will get the best out of this kid.
There you go.
Comes with great pedigree. His dad, Greg Austin, was a winger for Manly Seagulls.
Is he the grandson of Reg Austin?
And he's the grandson of Reg Austin.
Seriously?
Yeah.
The legendary Australian sprinter.
That's right.
So and sprint coach.
Think about that pedigree.
Yeah.
The kid is lightning quick.
Is that right?
Our lightning quick. I'll say kid, he's 27 now.
Okay.
I had him down at Manly years ago as a young tacker. I think that's a very astute signing from Corica because he lost Trent Bahadja in the pre-season who gave them all their pace.
Right.
He's now replaced it.
All right. Now, was there a result that stood out for you in the English Premier League? 5-0 Chelsea over Huddersfield Town. Aaron Moy back there. But, more importantly, can Manchester United beat Leicester away? Can Arsenal beat the might of Manchester City? And will Liverpool maintain their hold at the top of the English Premier League?
No, yes and no. So Manchester United won't beat Leicester.
Come on.
Arsenal will beat Manchester City and Liverpool will beat West Ham.
Arsenal's going to beat Manchester City?
No, probably not.
Right.
To be brutally honest, that's my optimistic Liverpool supporters cap on there. But
right.
No, look, I think the favourites in all three of those games will get up. I think Manchester United will beat Leicester away. I think Manchester City will bounce back and beat Arsenal at home. And I think Liverpool will get the points away to West Ham. So disappointing the other morning, the Liverpool result against Leicester on a number of fronts. Did we play well enough to win the game? Probably just, but not convincing enough. I thought it was a chance for us to really make a statement with Manchester City losing to Newcastle. Mm. We didn't do that. Should we have had a penalty to Mane? Stonewall, 100% penalty. We didn't get it. Mm. But c'est la vie. It was a point. We're 5 points clear. You'd take that if you were offered that before the season at this stage.
I love the way it's we. We did this and we deserve that.
Oh, no, that's just my French coming out.
Yeah. 1353 53, the open line number. Okay, so give us your tip that you like out of those ones in the English Premier League. Man City up against Arsenal, as we said. Leicester, they're the $3.50 outsiders. Is there a price there that jumps out at you?
No, look, as I said, I think Manchester United, Manchester City and Liverpool will get the points.
There's an all-up.
Yeah, I'd throw that into a multi.
$2.10, $1.28, $1.40 is the multi there from Phil Moss. Good on you, Mossy. You enjoyed doing that.